From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Despite December jobs figures that came in well below analysts' expectations, the word from the White House is the U.S. economy should start showing signs of growth in the first quarter of this year. President Obama said the latest jobs report, in his words, shows the road to economic recovery is never straight, but he said an expanded government program should create thousands of new clean technology jobs.
The initiative we're outlining today will likely generate 17,000 jobs, and the roughly $5 billion more that we'll leverage in the private sector investments could help create tens of thousands of additional jobs.
Last month's larger-than-expected job losses of 85,000 threw some cold water on those expecting a quick turnaround for the labor market. One bit of good news, the government revised upwards its November numbers, showing the economy added 4,000 jobs. More details are emerging about last week's deadly attack in Afghanistan on a CIA base. Seven CIA staff were killed in the attack carried out by a double agent loyal to Al-Qaeda. NPR's Tom Jelton reports.
A former intelligence official briefed on the case says the suicide bomber who carried out the attack had already provided information that led to the CIA killing several Al-Qaeda operatives in drone strikes. His reports were so sensitive they were subject to what the CIA calls restricted handling, meaning that in Washington only the CIA director and his top assistants saw them. According to this source, the informant said he had information about Ayman al-Zawahiri, Osama bin Laden's number two, but would share it only with top CIA officials. Among those on hand to hear his report were the agency's chief targeting officer for Afghanistan and the deputy chief of station, both of whom came from Kabul. With senior personnel due to be present, the meeting was inside the CIA base rather than outside, where previous meetings had been held. Tom Jelton, NPR News, Washington.
Man accused of trying to blow up an airliner en route to Detroit on Christmas Day was arraigned in federal court today. Sarah Hewlett of Michigan Radio reports.
Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab was led into the courtroom wearing a white T-shirt, khaki pants, and shackles on his ankles. Abdulmutallab spoke softly. He said he'd reviewed the charges with his attorney and understood them and the penalties they carry if he's convicted. His attorney asked that a not guilty plea be entered on his behalf. He also consented to detention. Abdulmutallab faces up to life in prison if he is convicted of the most serious crime, attempted use of a weapon of mass destruction. He's accused of trying to detonate chemical explosives hidden in his underwear as Northwest Airlines Flight 253 began its descent into Detroit on Christmas Day. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Hewlett in Detroit.
Government reported today consumer credit fell in November by $17.5 billion. That's far more than the $5 billion most economists had been forecasting. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 11 points to end the week at 10,618. The Nasdaq closed up 17 points. This is NPR. St. Louis Police Department officials say they are still working to determine why an employee at a plant there went on a shooting rampage, killing three co-workers and wounding five others before killing himself. St. Louis Police Captain Michael Sachs said today 51-year-old Timothy Hendren had four guns in his possession as well as a fanny pack filled with ammunition. Police said the interior of the plant was riddled with more than 100 bullet holes. Initial reports were that Hendren was angered over an ongoing dispute with the company over a pension plan. One of Italy's worst episodes of racial violence, thousands of immigrants protested against racism in a southern Italian town where organized crime is strongly entrenched. And Paris Sylvia Pajoli reports from Rome.
Protests followed a night of rioting in the town of Rosarno in the Calabria region after a gang of white youths attacked African farm workers. Groups of immigrants then began setting some cars and garbage bins on fire. They blocked a road and clashed with police in riot gear. Seven immigrants were arrested. Immigrants in the area work as fruit pickers and most live in squalid conditions in abandoned factories with no running water or electricity. They earn less than $30 a day, $8 of which has to be paid to the local mafia known as the 'Ndrangheta. Interior Minister Roberto Maroni sparked controversy, blaming the violence on too much tolerance for illegal immigrants. Opposition leader Pierluigi Bersani blamed mafia exploitation, xenophobia, and racism. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
Crude oil futures prices moved up slightly today to wind down the week. Oil prices were up 9 cents a barrel to close at $82.75 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.